The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Yevamot. Masechet Yevamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlaha Varvaha Mechol Maaseh Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nahat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol, him and his entire family. Amen. Just a note of interest, as we study Masechet Yevamot, many of the cases need diagrams. We have chosen the Sefer Siyurim l'Masechet Yevamot as our book for the diagrams, written by Aharon Shlomo Berabi Baruch Moshe Hafner, available in the bookstore. So when we refer to pages, we are using that sefer. Daf Yud. Today's daf is being studied Le'alu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Daf Yud Amud Rishon, and we start on the second line. Just to give us a quick review where we're holding before we continue. Basically, we had a conversation between Levi and Rabbi. Levi came along and said, there's 15 cases in the Mishnah that the Irva is Asura. That's not so. There's a 16th case. That was Levi's case. He didn't say what 16th case he was talking about, but he said there's a 16th case. So Levi came along and said, what are you talking about? You're talking about Anusat Aviv. Talking about Anus Immo, she Anusat Aviv. Is that the case you're coming to include that's also an Erva? That case is subject to a Mahloket. And our Mishnah is not discussing cases that are subject to Mahloket. Now, let's just analyze quickly what the Mahloket in that case was. The case of Immo, she Anusat Aviv. If you just go back in your picture books, on page 39, you'll see that is, just to get the case and what the Mahloket is. You had a case of Yaakov, he was married to Leah, and he was Ma'anis Hana. As a result, he had sons from both his wife and his Anusa, Reuven and Yosef. Reuven married Anusat, Abib married Hannah. Right there, it's a Mahloket. Right there, according to Rabbanan, it's Mutar. According to the Biyudah, it's Asur. Yeah. So therefore, according to the Biyudah, there's no case here. According to Rabbanan, the case can continue. Which means, Reuven marries Hannah, which is a legal marriage according to Rabbanan. Now Reuven dies, Yosef falls to his mother, which is Anusat Aviv, which is going to be Asur, and Yosef subsequently Penina the Sara. So this case is a Mahloket. It only works Alibad Rabbanan, but it doesn't work Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, because you won't have a Yibum case, you'll never get to Yibum, because you cannot marry. So therefore, the Mishnah does not discuss that scenario. Comes the Gemara now, and then went on and said, now what do you mean? What do you mean? We have, according to a rule of Rav Chiya, Rav Chiya gave a rule, all the cases of our Mishnah, Asura Lezeh Muteret Lezeh, Asura Lezeh Muteret Lezeh, which means you can have two brothers, two sisters, and you can have a case where they can each make Yibum to the respective one that's permissible to them. And it applies in the cases of the Mishnah. And we learned that according to Rav Safra, it can apply to all the cases, but it cannot apply to the case number 14. I'm sorry, it can apply to case number 14 even, which is the case of Esh Tachim Shelo Yabu Olamo, even though the only way it'll work out, Asura Lezeh Muteret Lezeh Alibad Rabbi Shimon. So you say, oh, the Mishnah is giving cases of Mahloket. So the Gemara said, yeah, Rabbi does not go with the rule of Rabbi Chiya. He doesn't go with this Muteret Lezeh Asura Lezeh business. Therefore, when I give case number 14 in the Mishnah, I don't have to give it Alibad Rabbi Shimon, because I'm not trying to satisfy Asura Lezeh Muteret Lezeh, because he doesn't hold of that. And I can give the case regular Alibad Kula Alma, where the case was Reuven died before Shimon made Yibum, the next brother was born. According to that, everybody holds that brother is going to be Asura to this Yibama forever, Mishum Eshet Ah, and there is no Mahloket. Very good. Now the Gemara continues to give another answer. Ravada Karchina Kamed Ravkana Amar Mishemed Rava Le'olam Itle Rabbi Hani Klale. I'll tell you really, he holds of these rules. Well, so if you hold to these rules, that means you can only have case number 14, Ali Bad Rabbi Shimon. So you're discussing Machlokot. So Gemara says, Le'olam Itle Rabbi Hani Klale Ve'achi Ka'amar Le. This is what he meant to tell him. Imo anusat aviv bahada mashkachatla betarte lo kam mashkachatla. So he was saying like this, I agree with the rule. But you know what? Since I agree with the rule of Hiya, you'll never have a case of imo anusat aviv muteret leze asura leze in the case of two sisters. Okay, what was the rule of Hiya? You have to give me a case of two sisters falling to two brothers, asura leze muteret leze. And Rabbi says it applies to the cases of our Mishnah. It applies to the cases of the Mishnah. Also, Levi said, oh, put case number 16 in there. Rabbi says, no, sir. You can't put case number 16 because in the case of Imo Anusat Aviv, it will not satisfy the Hiya's rule. Why won't it satisfy it? He speaks it out. You won't have both conditions. Again, you won't have a case of two sisters where they're able to fall to the subsequent brothers. Why? If the case is talking about, well, let's say you have this guy, Yaakov, and let's say he was me'anes two sisters. Okay? So basically, these kids that they'll have are considered achot, they're considered sisters. Hasura laze muteret laze lo maskahadla. But you won't have the case of asura laze muteret laze. Let's see the case inside the book. Page 70 is correct. Open page 70 and you'll see the case. You have a case of Yaakov. He's married. He had two sons. So far everything's legal. The next thing, Yaakov came along and it was me'anes, two sisters. And as a result of the...
Each girl had a... Sorry.
As a result of this anusa, of this case, they had children. Each one respectively, Levi and Yehuda. So technically these four, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, are brothers from the father. That's very significant because if you want to have a Yibum case, you have to have brothers from the father. Okay, now what happened? Came Reuben and Shimon and they subsequently married Anusat Aviv. Reuben married one of them and Shimon married the other. So technically you have two brothers, married two sisters, which is okay, and they happen to be the anusa of his father. Now, Shimon and the Uven subsequently died, so now they fall to Levi and Yehuda. Now Levi and Yehuda cannot make any Yibum situation over here, because this is considered, Levi, one of them is considered, it's his mother. One is his mother, and one is going to be achot immo. Achot immo means it's his mother's sister. Now mother's aunt is also considered asura. So here's a case we have shtehen asurot ashtehen. So that cannot be the case. Which you'll have a case of two sisters falling to two brothers, but you're not going to have a case one muteret lezeh. In this case over here, both of them are asur to both brothers. So again, we're asking a case that we're saying like this. Levi, I go with the Abhiya. Every case in the Mishnah has to fall into the formula asur alazeh muteret lezeh. You want to add case number 16? Immo anusat aviv? Give me what happened. No matter how you can explain what happened, you'll never satisfy the Abhiya formula. Because if the case is talking about where it started off with Yaakov, that's the guy they're talking, was me'anes two ladies. And they had two sons from those two ladies. And then the other two brothers married those, his father's anusa. Right? And then what? They died. So you'll never have a case where the two brothers can now marry the other mother, because each one, it's one is Immo, and the other one is a Hot Immo. Hot Immo is Asura. Also, what's the case? The Gemara says, I'm going to read that inside. Yaakov shte ahayot anas, achotashi yibimta bashkahada. Yes, you do have a case where it's achotashi yibimta, two sisters, fall to two brothers. However, hasura leze muteret leze lo mashkahada. But you don't have the result. Because shtehem are going to be asurot. Ve'ishte nukhriyot anas. Now, if he was ma'anis, two strangers, not sisters, well, hasura lezeh mutir lezeh mashkahatla. You'll have the case of they can crisscross. However, achotashi yibimta lo mashkahatla. But it's not a case of two sisters. Which is, look at the case on page 71. Same case. Yaakov has two sons, Shimon and Reuven. Yaakov is ma'anis two ladies that are not sisters. Okay? And subsequently, he has two sons from them, Levi and Yehuda. After that, Shimon and Reuven marry Anusat Abiv. Shimon and Reuven subsequently die. So now Levi and Yehuda have to fulfill Yibum. Now, obviously Levi cannot fulfill with his mother. But he can fulfill with Sarat Imo, which means Sarat Anusato. Yeah, whatever you want to call her, but she's the other lady. Yeah. Not a problem. And Yehuda, the same thing. Yeah. Cannot fulfill it with his mother, but can fulfill it with the other. And therefore, you have a case of a muteret lezeh, asura lezeh, but you don't have a case of two sisters. So therefore, Rav Chiya's rule applies in this case only halfway. So therefore, look at the case. Look at page 71.
Yeah, well, that's the premise.
Yes, that's the premise. Yeah, which means yes. You're saying that Levi would be allowed to marry Anusat Abib, but not his mother.
Right.
And the same thing with Yehuda. Anusat Abib and the other son, but not his mother. So therefore, that's what Rabbi was telling Levi. Rabbi was telling Levi that I hold of Rabbi Chaya's rule. But in your case, Rav Chaya's rule will never manifest. And therefore, right, he goes with Mahloket. I'm no problem. I go with Mahloket cases. I go with Rav Chaya's rule. But your case doesn't fit Rav Chaya's rule. How's it going to fit? It only fits it either zero or halfway. So that's another answer what Rabbi was telling Levi. The first answer, Rabbi was telling him, I don't go with Mahloket. And I don't go with Rav Chaya. I don't have Rav Chaya, I don't go with Mahlokot, and therefore the cases of the Mishnah are all the Kula Alma. Second answer, I go with Rav Chaya, and I go with Mahlokot. But you know what? Your case shall never fit into Rav Chaya's formula. Because you'll never have a case of Shte Achayot, Asura Lezeh, Muteret Lezeh. It's not going to work out. So therefore, what are you telling me? You have a 16th case? Gemara continues to give another answer. Really, I'll tell you, Rabbi does not go with the Klalim of Rabbi Chaya. Uflukta kamayri. But and he's discussing, he has no problem with the Mishnah discussing cases of Mahloket. Also, if that's the case, Levi Lekaola was right. Give me the case of Immo Anusat Abib, even though it's subject to a Mahloket. Rabbi, you agree that the Mishnah is discussing Mahlokot. So the Gemara says, Umay kimdume anish eno moach bekot kodo de kamarne. So why did he tell me eno moach bekot kodo? The Mishnah could have discussed the 16 cases, it's subject to a Mahloket, and Rabbi agrees it is Mahlokot. So he says, Adi kamarne. This is what he meant to tell him. My tamar lo deyik matnitin. How come you aren't medayik the further Mishnah? The matnitin, Rabbi Yehuda. Because on Yud Gima, you see clearly the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, that Anusat Abib is Asura, De'asar Banusat Abib. Diktani, because it says later on, Shesh, Arayot, Hamurot, Melu. There are six more Arayot that are more Hamur than the 15 that we listed. And what's the stringency? Because these Arayot can marry none, can make Yibum to any of the brothers. Where the case is in the Mishnah, the Arayot only Asut to one of the brothers, but the other brothers can marry them. So comes the Gemara and says, Mepene. Now, these arayot, mepeneshin nisuot acherim, only because they're married to somebody else, sarotehe mutarot. Which implies that what? That when they marry somebody else, for example, if you looked in your books, on page 72, we saw a case of nisuot acherim. We saw Yaakov was ma'anes Hanad, had a son, Reuven, right? as a result, then Hana, who's the Anusa, ended up marrying somebody else. Elkanah also had Penina. Elkanah died. Reuven would be able to marry Penina. That's Sarat emotional Reuven Muteret. Why? Because it's outside of Yibum, which is the Mishnah's rule is these six, so long as they married Acherim, it would be permissible for the son to marry the Tzara. So the Gemara says, what are the six cases? Immo, it's one case. Eshet Abiv, Achot Abiv. So the Gemara is going to analyze the case of Immo. My Immo, what's the case of Immo? Ilema Nisuat Abiv. If Immo means his father's wife, then I do Eshet Abiv. Well, we have that case already. It says the next case is Eshet Abiv. So Immo has to be something else. Elalav Anusat Abiv. When it says Immo, it means what? The Anusav is father. Viketani, and what does the Mishnah say? The only way the one of the brothers can marry the Tzara is only because they married to somebody else. La'achirim in. To others, yes. However, le'achin lo. But to the brothers, they were going to be asur, which means why it's going to be asur? Because she's considered anusat abib, and anusat abib plus the tzara, both of them are going to be asura. Who's the opinion that says that it's asur to marry anusat abib? Man shamate deit lehay sevara, Rabbi Yehuda deasar banusat abib. Rabbi Yehuda. That's why you couldn't list that case, in the case of the Arayot. Why? Because according to Yehuda, you'll never have a case that Immo Anusat Abib will fall to Yibum.
Yeah.
Because you'll never get that in the case, because the brother would never be allowed to marry her in the first place.
Yeah.
If you went back to what page was Anusat Abib on? 39? Right, Imran Usat Abib, if you look at 37.2, where the case was Reuven married Anusat Abib,
yeah.
That case can never happen according to the Biyuda.
Asur.
The only reason why we had a case is because she held Reuven according to the Banak can marry Hannah. And then Reuven died, and Yosef was his mother, that's Imran Usat Abib. But according to the Biyuda, Reuven can never marry Hannah. So therefore, and clearly we see from the Mishnah later on that it was only mutar la'achirim, but not mutar to the brothers. And clearly the case of Immo was Anusat Abib, and that case could only be going because of the Biyuda. So therefore, Levi, what are you talking? You should have known the next Mishnah. How did you attempt to put the Na Mishnah, the case of Immo Anusat Abib, as one of the 15 harayot that cannot fall to Yibum?
Can never happen.
That the Tzara's Asura, and this, it'll never happen. Yeah, cannot, you don't have a case. And the Mishnah is going like the Biyuda, based on what it says in Yud Gimal.
Yeah.
And that's what he told him. So comes the Gemara and says, no. If that was the case, Levi could have answered. Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashe le Rabbi Yehuda namim mashkachat la di avar v'nasib. You have a case according to Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to marry Anusat Abib. But go back to the case on page 39. Let's say he did. Let's say Reuven married Hannah. He was wrong, but he did. So in this case over here, the rule is going to be the Kiddushin is going to be Tofsin. Which means he shouldn't have done it, but bottom line, if he did it, Kiddushin is Tofsin. It's considered a marriage. So once it's considered a marriage, we can continue the case down. So why did you say you can't put that case in? But just put the case in Immo Anusat Abib in a case where Reuven went against Halakha and married, and the Kiddushin is going to be a Kiddushin, and therefore you have no problems.
Yeah.
Right? Di Avar v'Nasif.
He did it anyway.
The rule is whenever there's no karet on a relation, Kiddushin is tofes. I just gave you a rule there. Whenever there's no karet on a relation, kiddushin is tofes. The kiddushin is tofes. Kiddushin will mahal. Kiddushin will work.
It's a marriage.
Like a coin to a...
Which means, I don't give any cases. In this case over here, Anusat Abib according to the Bi Yehuda is not karet. It's asur, asur lav, but it's not a karet. Therefore, if he did marry her, the marriage will be consummated. I mean, it'll work, even though he made an isur. Yeah, but I can't claim. Really, I can tell you, put the case of Immu Anusat Aviv in the Mishnah, and it'll fall down to Yibum. Why? In the case, Yavad v'Nasiv. Even the Yehuda will agree, if the Reuven married Anusat Aviv, Kiddushin is Tofsit, because it's not a Hayuf Karet. So Gemara says, Di'i lo ketani. Which means, Di'i lo ketani. The Mishnah is not giving cases if. We're giving cases like a ta'ila. We're not giving a case if a guy did something bi'isur. Comes again and says, "Amale Rav Asher Rav Kana, belo dei namim mashkahatla." Even without having to compromise the case where he went against the halakha, we can give a case of imo anusat aviv that'll fall to yibum, according to Rabbi Yehuda. What's the case? Yaakov anas kalato veholid memena ben umet reuben belo banim nafla la kame bera umigu dehu ihi asira saratana me asira. Open page 73, we'll see the case and we'll read it again inside. Interesting case. Yaakov is married to Leah. Okay. They have a son called Reuven.
He has two wives.
Reuven has two wives, happen to be Hana and Penina. Okay? Now what happens? Yaakov was Me'anes Hana. Yaakov is Me'anes Kalato. He's Me'anes. He's Me'anes Kalato. And he had a son from the Kala called Shimon. As a result, afterwards, Reuven died without children. And now, Shimon, which is really the brother of Reuven, brother from the father. So Shimon technically has to make Yibum on Hana and Penina. However, Hana is a case of Immo Anusat Aviv, and Penina now is considered the Tzara, which is also Asura. So basically, you have a case. Which means, even according to the Bi-Yuda, we bypass the problem of marrying Anusat Aviv. We got it right above. No one's marrying Anusat Aviv over here. We got to the case of Yibum of falling to Shimon, in a case over here that even the Yehuda will be Modeh. That can be one of the Arba. Rabbi Asher comes along and says, we're not giving a case of Bidiavad that you have to say the Uven went and married Anusat Aviv against the Halachan. We'll say the Kiddushim is Tofsin. You're not going to go that far. We'll say the case is like this. Ashkahatla and Yaakov Anas Kalato. Ve'olid memenu ben. We said that was Reuven. Umet Reuven belo banim. Reuven got married to Hanan Penina. He died without children, and the nafla kame bera. And now they fall. Hana falls to her son. Hana falls to Shimon. Yeah. As a result, umigu di asira. Since she's asura, because she's considered immo anusat abiv saratana me asura, and therefore you have a case of immo anusat abiv alibad Rabbi Yehuda. Without a case of di that works in our Mishnah, so why was Rabbi so angry at Levi? Amar Le, so Rav Kana says, I'll tell you why. Be'achvata de'etera kamaydi, be'achvata de'esura lo kamaydi. Which basically means, right, our Mishnah is talking about cases of a brother, be'achva, of heter. We're not giving cases of Ahva of Isur. Meaning, a Mishnah is not talking about a case over here through cases of Bi'at Isur. This case over had to come out through a Bi'at Isur. Because bottom line, Yaakov was Me'anes Kallato to come out with Shimon. We don't want to come out with cases to make a Yibum, not in a D'i and not in a Bi'at Isur. And therefore, this case would not be legal for our Mishnah. Falpichen Badka Levi B'matnite. With all this, Levi still made an amendment to our Mishnah. He added the 16th case. Detani Levi. Because we have a Braita in the name of Levi. Immo Pa'amim Poteret Sarata Upa'amim Ena Poteret Sarata. Sometimes Immo is able to poter the Tzara from Erva, making her Erva as well, Sarat Erva, and sometimes Immo not. Ketzad. Haita Immo Nisuat Aviv, which means, let's say, Immo Nisuat Aviv married to her father or his father, niset le'achiv me'abiv, and now he got married or she got married le'achiv me'abiv to the brother umet, and now the brother died without children. Zuhi immo. This is a case of immo she'en poteret sarata. Why? Because she was asura on the brother already, the isur eshet av, which is karet. And therefore the kiddushin are not tofes, and therefore she was never considered eshet achiv, and therefore she cannot fall to him to yibum. Page 74. Imon nisuat aviv. Okay, you have Leah's married to Yaakov, and Hannah, he has two wives. Two sons from the respective wives, Reuven and Yosef. Okay, Yaakov dies. Okay, as a result, Reuven marries Hannah, which means he married his father's wife. And Kiddushin Tofsin. The Kiddushin are not Tofes in this case, because this would be a relationship of Karet. So there's no Kiddushin between Reuven and Hannah. Reuven dies. Now Yosef technically cannot go with Hannah because that's his mother, and cannot go with Penina. She's Hana is poteret of yourself, and poteret also the tzara. Okay? So this is a case of immo she'en poteret tzarata. Because why? There's no marriage there. There's no marriage in the first place. In this case, right, since the marriage of Reuven was never valid to Hana because it was hayuf karet, so therefore Hana is not going to osir Penina on Yosef, because take Hana out of the picture. Hana is not considered married to Reuven. And therefore, after Reuven dies, Yosef is still allowed to marry Penina. Again, the case you have to throw in, Reuven was married to Penina as well when he went with Hana. So therefore, you have to fulfill Yibum on Penina. Hana's not going to oser Penina because Hana's out of the picture. Because nothing happened with Hana. What happened with Reuven and Hana was Be'isur, she's not Tofes, it's nothing. So who's just around? Penina. And then when Yosef can make Yibum or Halitza on Penina. So this is a case of Immo Nisuat Abiv, that is not Poter Tzarata. The case would be Nisuat Abiv She'ena Poteret, because since Reuven had Penina, but then Reuven went with his father's wife, Hana, that is not a case of Kiddushin, because you hayav karet on such a relationship. Kiddushin is not tofsin, so therefore Hana is technically not involved in the picture. So therefore, when Reuven dies, technically he's only connected to Penina. So his brother Yosef either makes Halitza or Yibum with Penina, and Hana cannot osed Penina on him, because Hana was never married to Reuven, because in Kedushin, Tofsin. However, Haita Immo, Anusat Aviv, however, same case, but just plug in instead of that they were married, that Yaakov was married to Hana, give the case that Yaakov was me'anes Hana, v'niset la'achiv me'abiv, and now the brother, Reuven, married his father's Anusa, umet, and then he died. Now over here in this case, even though he shouldn't have, Kiddushin is Tofsin. According to the Biyuda, you're not allowed, we're going to Biyuda, you're not allowed to marry Anusat Aviv. But what? If you did marry, Kiddushin is going to be Tofsin. Zuhi Immo Shepoteret Sarata. This is the case of Immo Poteret Sarata, because the Kiddushin are Tofes. And therefore, since the Kiddushin are Tofes, when Reuven dies, Hana falls to Yosef with Penina. But since Hana is an Irva, because it's considered his mother, so she's a Patur, and therefore Tzarat Patur. Ve'afal pi sheshlo hachim mishtatinu hamesh esre, yeshlano leosif, shesh esre kegon ze. So therefore, Levi's not bothered by that. Levi says, whatever you told me to be, bottom line, I'm counting it. It's 16 cases. The cases Immo Nisuat Aviv, and there Anusat Aviv, and therefore it can be counted only in a case where the Uven married Anusat Aviv. And even you want to say it's illegal, but Kiddushin is Tofsin because it's not Hayav Karet. Since it's not Hayav Karet, it's a marriage, and therefore now technically he's married to Hanan Penina. When he dies, his brother Yosef will fall now. There's going to be a Yibum situation to his mother. He can't fall to his mother because she's Ya'irva. Once the Ya'irva is a Surah, she's Oseret Penina because of Tzarat Irva, and therefore it's one of the cases. That's exactly a prototype of the Mishnah. The 15 cases are Irva plus the Tzara. Amar le Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yohanan. Rish Lakish comes and says to Rabbi Yohanan, le Levi de Amar di Name Ketani. Once already you're giving cases where the person married Bidi Avad, meaning in this case over here, Immu Anusat Abiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, really it's asur for the Uven to marry Anusat Abi, but to make the case of him, we're saying he did it. Di, Bidi Avad. And therefore we said Kiddushin Batofsin. So once already you're opening up the ability to learn cases in the Mishnah of Di, Litni, why don't you say another case? Hacholetz liyibimto vechazar v'kiddesha. Cases like this. A person made halitza on his yibama, which is mutar, v'chazar v'kiddesha, and then after he remarried her, same brother, met belo banim, and then he died without children, so technically she falls now to the other brothers. Now this lady is asurat to the other brothers, mishum eshet ach. Because bottom line, once the yibum was done, or once the halitza was done, the zika was broken. Now all the other brothers go back to becoming eshet ach. Now, this brother himself, went back and remarried. And let's discuss his ability to remarry. The Chaurah, she's eshet ach to that brother as well. We have Pesukim to teach us that to the brother that made Halitza, it's only a lo ta'aseh to remarry. It's not Isur Karet, it's not Eshet Ach. So therefore, to this brother who made Halitza, he technically is Asur to remarry her, but if he remarries her, it's not going to be Isur Karet. Therefore, technically the Kiddushin is Tofes. Now he dies. Once he dies, all the other brothers cannot fulfill Yibum, because the Gemara, the other brothers, once the Zika was broken, so they all revert back to becoming Eshet Ach. Okay, there's no nuzika. Once it's broken forever. So that's the case. Ha'holetz liyibimto ve'hazar v'kiddesha umet belo banim. So now the deen is demigu di'i asira. Now once she's going to be asur to the brothers mishum eshet ach tzaratana me asira. The tzara's also going to be asira. So you have a case of irva and tzarata. So technically, write this case, and we have no problem because once already you're telling me di, this is a case of di, which means the brother that made halitza, b'diavad he married her, he wasn't supposed to. But so what? You're giving cases like that, just like you gave the case of immo anuset abiv, he married anuset abiv b'diavad, and the kiddushin was tofsin. This case also, the kiddushin is going to be tofes. So why didn't Levi count this case also of an Irva plus a Tzara? Let's look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. V'chazar v'kidsha. It's a fourth line. V'kiddushin tofsin lo ba de'en alav ela belav. Now what's the lav? D'chtiv asher lo yibne et bet aviv. Kevan shelo bana shuv lo yibne. The pasuk says, after a person makes halitza, it says lo yivne, but this fellow does not want to build, or actually says it in the future, that he will not build his brother's house. Meaning, once already made halitza, it's asur for him to build. No, so lo ta'ase. Lo yivne is not bekaret. Lo yivne is a lo ta'ase. Therefore, the brother that made halitza, he has a lav on him, lo yivne. It does not turn back to him as eshet ach. He just has the isur of lo yivne. And therefore, if he makes kiddushin, kiddushin will be tofsin. But to the other brothers, this lady is considered eshet ach. Therefore, if the brother that got remarried died, so therefore it's ervat to all the brothers, and therefore the tzara is also going to be asura. So comes the Gemara Kadashi, the migu di asura lachim, the kaima alayu bekarit, because eshet ach is bekarit. That's only according to Rishtakish, just know the brothers are Bisur Karet. So the Chaurah in this case maybe should have added. Amar Leh. So Rabbi Yohanan answers Rishtakish. Because I'll tell you why they didn't put this case in. Lefi she'ena betzarat sarah. All the cases of our Mishnah, it's Erva, Tzarat Erva, and then Tzarot Tzarot Tehin. This case can never come to Tzarot Tzarot Tehin. Why? Because it ends right at the case of Tzara. Because none of the brothers are allowed to marry not this lady and not the Tzara. So it can never perpetuate further. You can never get to a case of Tzarot Tzarot Tehin. Meaning in this case over here, once the fellow that remarried died. Okay? So now the Erva, this lady is Erva, because to the, all the other brothers are considered Eshet Ach, and the Tzara is also not considered Tzarat Erva. None of the brothers can marry any of these two ladies.
End the story.
So it can never perpetuate to a case of Tzarot Tzorotehen. Tzarot Tzorotehen is only in a case where the brother can marry one, and then his Tzara subsequently becomes Asur. But if you can never marry not the Erva, not the Tzara to any of the brothers, it'll never go to Tzarot Tzarot Tehen. So therefore, that's why Levi did not give this case in the Mishnah, because it cannot perpetuate the Tzarot Tzarot Tehen. Look at Rashi. Levi she'ena b'tzarat tzara. Deleka lemitni ba halach. You cannot say in this case, halchat tzarata v'niset le'achad min ha'achim. You can't give that case. One of these Tzarot married one of the brothers. She's Asura already. They're all Asura. Once the first lady is considered Eshet Ach, the tzara is considered tzara terva, so none of the brothers can marry none of these ladies. So you can't give a case. If one of the tzarot marry one of the brothers, that tzara becomes submitted. The can happen. The al kulihu asira. The chol arayot manitin ala echad mehem erva v'sharachim mutarot. In the case of our Mishnah, the erva is only to one of the brothers, but not to the others. So that's how you can have the other brother married the tzara, and then it continued. Or the erva, and it continues. It's not erbate. But here, everybody's asurat. Everybody, that way, you don't have the case of sarot. Sarot, and that's why the case was not written. But I asked the question, vele male, haibe lavinhen, Hayavin Lavin Bene Halitza Vi Bumninu. Which means, why did Rabbi Yohanan answer the Shlakish that the reason why that case doesn't fit in the Mishnah of Choletz Yibimto V'Hazav B'Kitchaz because it's not Sheyach B'Tzarot Tzarotehen? He should have just answered very simply. It's because once Reuven, for example, remarries his Halitza, so now just like it's a Hayuv Lav to him, it remains a Hayuv Lav to all the other brothers. And therefore, when Reuven dies, the other brothers are permissible to make Yibum to this lady, because in a case of Hayuv Lav, we make Yibum. Only in Isur Karet, we don't make Yibum. So therefore, the reason why the Mishnah didn't say this case, because it's not a Irba. Yibum is permissible, and therefore we're only giving cases where you cannot make Yibum because of Arba and Sarat Arba. So therefore Rabbi Yochanan should have answered very simple to the Shtakish. The reason why the Mishnah doesn't say this case, because it's Mutar. So the Gemara says, Lidvarav ka'amar le. Rabbi Yochanan was answering the Shitat Mishtakish, which means, Ledidi hayavi lavin mehem v'hayavi lavin b'nei chalitza v'yibum ninu. Which means, according to me, you're right. All these brothers remain Hiber Lavin, therefore there's no problem. Really, it'll be Mutar to make Yibum. And therefore there's no Irba, that's why it doesn't fit into the prototype of the 15 Arayot of HaMishnah. But Lididach, that these brothers are now Asurat to this Yibama, because to them, she is considered Eshet Ach. Once the Halitza was made, and therefore it is Bi'isur Karet. So this was a classic case of Irva, and the Tzara, her Tzara will also be Asura. Why isn't it listed in the Mishnah according to the Shtakish? Because according to the Shtakish, it cannot perpetuate to the next level of Tzarot Tzarotehen. So what we see over here is a fantastic Machloket, which we're going to analyze now, between the Shtakish and the Yohanan. When one of the brothers makes Halitza, what's the status of that lady to the other brothers? The Shitat Rishtakish to the other brothers, she's been Isur Karet as Eshet Ach, and to the one that made Chalitza, it's Isur Lav. Where according to Rabbi Yochanan, to everybody she is considered Isur Lav. So the Gemara analyzes it. Itmar HaCholetz LiYibimto. My fellow made Chalitza to LiYibama. Hazar V'Kidcha. And then he remarried her. Who in Hayav ala Chalutza Karet? He himself is not Hayav Karet on the Chalutza. Ha'achim Hayavim ala Chalutza Karet. But the other brothers are going to be considered Hayav Karet because considered Eshet Ach. Ve'ala Tzara. But regarding the Tzara, Benu Ben Achim Hayavim ala Tzara Karet. Which means once already Chalitza was made, the Tzara of that lady becomes Eshet Ach to everybody, including to the brother that made Chalitza. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ben Hu, Ben Achim, Enam Chayavim, Lo Ala Chalutza Karet, Velo Ala Tzara Karet. Just according to Rabbi Yochanan, he says there's no Karet in this case. Which means, once one of the brothers made Chalitza, so now, not him, not to the brothers, not on the Yibama, not on the Tzara, is there a Karet. Everybody now is in a situation of Isur Lav, and we'll see exactly the Sevarot now based on Pesukim, the way they do it. So the Gemara says, my time at Rishakish. Amar Kera, Asher Lo Yivne. But this is talking about a brother that makes Halitza. He does not want to build his brother's house, so what does he do? He makes Halitza. Now it says the word lo yibne, which is future. Lo yibne. It should say lo bana. Kevan shelo bana, shuv lo yibne. Once already decided not to build by making chalitza, he has an isur on him now. He cannot rebuild. And therefore it's asur for him to go further. And therefore we're learning that what? That the chalitza takes off the Isur Karet and just puts on a new Isur called Lo Yibneh. So it's a Lav. But it's only to that fellow that made Chalitza. Ihu hu deka'e belo Yibneh. He himself, the one that made Chalitza, it's on him Lo Yibneh. Aval Echad didn't do a Ma'aseh Chalitza. They remain where they are, which means it's eshet ach, which means it remains the same isur karet. And on the yevama herself, it's on her where you have lo yivne, which means the lady that halitza was performed to. But the tzara remains what she was. The tzara returns back to be eshet ach, even to the one that made halitza. So that's the shita of Ishtakish, which the mechanics, the way he's learning it is, he looks at the one that's making the halitza is working for himself. He's not representing anybody, and therefore he had a halitza. Once he made halitza, so now already comes on him lo yibne. The other brothers didn't make a ma'aseh halitza, did not come on them lo yibne. Remains for them eshet ach karet. The tzara that was never involved at all always remains as eshet ach to everybody. What's Rabbi Yohanan shita? Rabbi Yohanan, he says a sevara like this: mi'ika midi. Is it possible? The mi'ikara, which means when the first brother died, iba'e hay halitz v'iba'e hay halitz. Everybody had equal rights to make halitza, which is all the brothers technically had a right. She felt to all the brothers technically when they could have made halitza. V'iba'e lehay halitz v'iba'e lehay halitz. And each of the ladies, the Isha, the Yevama, and the Tzara also were potential to make the halitza. The brothers could have made halitza to either of the two. Mm-hmm. So technically everybody's in play. Yeah. When the first brother dies, all the brothers are potentially able to make halitza to either of the wives. Right? They can make it to the Yevama or the co-wife, the Tzara. The hashta kae ala bekaret. And now you're going to tell me once one of the brothers makes halitza, the others that were equal, now all of a sudden they become isur karet? No way. How can it be? Everybody was equal at the starting point. When the first brother died, everybody had rights for halitza. Everybody had rights to make halitza to either one. Now all of a sudden, once one of the brothers does it, they all of a sudden turn into isur karet? It doesn't make sense. They all started from the same starting point. So he says like this, Ela, the way that Yohanan looks at it, the brother that made halitza is like a representative, like a shaliach of the brothers. He's representing them, and therefore, she is like the shaliach of the tzara. And therefore, basically, we look at it as if halitza was done by all the brothers, and to the Isha and the Sara. And therefore, if that's the case, Lo Yivneh goes on everybody. Lo Yivneh will go on the brothers, and Lo Yivneh will also go on the Sara, on the co-wife. So that's the way, the Rabbi Yohanan. So there's no karet anywhere over here, according to Rabbi Yohanan. Understand the mechanic? Right, correct. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen, Ve'amen.